And I'm just going to mention that this is the Manifest Your Next Step, month one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So a lot of what we are talking about in this course, actually you covered some of it when you were introducing yourself in the course. And also we're going to kind of keep the explanation short tonight so that we can do lots of journeying and sharing at the end, I think will be important. But one of the big things that we are going to be talking about is the messy middle. And I feel like that's where a lot of us are at right now, whether you are in this for personal or professional reasons. We have started out putting forth really big intentions, and we want things to see to come to fruition, but there's this middle point. And even if you have it figured out, you still have a lot going on, and you have all of these different priorities that you have and all of your shoulds that you have swimming around you at all times. And how do you prioritize those? What do you start with first? What do you do to relieve your stress the most? And how do you do that consciously? How do you make these decisions, like she was saying, from your head, from your heart? What's the best decision? We had a student in class this last week, and that in her journey, she had a really good visualization of what it's like. It's a tributary, you know, and you have all of these different options of ways to go in this tributary, in this river. A lot of them are dead ends. So how do you know which one to pick? And how do you know which option to take? And how do you know what is best from your head or best from your heart? What the purpose should be, but also what is going to relieve what's in your logical mind too, your actual everyday stresses. So that's a lot of what we're going to be covering in this whole course. I'm going to read this little thing. This is from Janine Blackwell, and it's actually who we have been training with for creating on successful online courses. And she talks about the messy middle. And we really can't say it better, so I'll just read it. It starts with, I have an idea. And you think, they're going to love this. Wait, what if they don't love this? This is going to take no time at all. This is taking forever. Maybe I should change the idea. No, wait, it's a good idea. I think this is too much. But what if it's not enough? This is so much fun. I should write more often. This is so much work. I'm never going to write again. This is going to be a game changer. This is a colossal waste of time. This is so inspiring. This is so exhausting. It's a perfect definition of the messy middle. Even when you're working on personal growth stuff, it's still like epiphany, resistance, epiphany, resistance. And so how do you get yourself out of that? And what tools can you use? How can you use Reiki to really define those options for you? And so that's a lot of where we're going to be going with this, using Reiki to tap into your higher consciousness, your inner divine guidance. And that's what we started saying. It's not our inner and our divine guidance. It's our inner divine guidance. And how are we using that to make our choices, our decisions, and our actions from this place of higher consciousness, from this higher vibration? How can we use Reiki skills, like she said, on the fly in our everyday life to discover what our next one thing is? What's the next one thing that you need to do such that, what is the actual saying? We're going to pass these out. What is the one thing that I can do, such by doing it, everything else will be easy or unnecessary? And this is a book, actually, that you can get. It's called The One Thing that we have all, Colleen, Danny, and myself have all now read. It's really good. It kind of helps. It helps with a lot of different things, not just your kind of everyday life. It also can be your spiritual, your personal life, personal growth. What Reiki tools can we use to be able to tap more into our inner guidance, tap more into our intuition, answer those questions, the big questions, the heart questions, and answer the daily questions, those focusing questions, the next one thing questions. So, it's applying these principles to anything, but or to your next step, but they can be used for anything. So that's the other thing to understand, is that these skills can also be used throughout your life and using Reiki in your life. And an example of this, and sorry, it's a little redundant because I did share it in the class as well, but one day I just had a list that was 10,000 miles long. We all have those days. It's just, we're all busy. And it's like, how am I going to get through this list? And I had, Luna was asleep, and I was like, I've got 5 minutes. I'm just going to do Reiki for 5 minutes. I'm going to cross the bridge into a journey state, take 5 minutes to do this, and just see what happens. And hopefully this is going to help me sort through my day. And what I really expected was to go into the journey state, and it was going to highlight, like, you can do this and this and this and this, and this is the order, 1, 2, 3, 4, you got it, all right? So that's what's going to happen. Well, when I got over there, that's not what happened, of course. The only thing that came through is, like, you know, you have this list. Either way, your choice here, your conscious choice, is how you react to it and how you react to the stress. So you can be stressed about this list, or you cannot be stressed about this list. The list is there either way. And so it just really, really set in that it's like, okay, well, a lot of times it's not the answer that you expect. But I took the 5 minutes, and when I came back over the bridge, I just kind of, all right, I'm going to go do this now. And now I'm going to go do this. And now I'm going to go do this. And I kind of floated through the rest of the day. I still got everything done. I still had everything to do I had to get done. But I moved through it without stress. And that's just kind of a small example of how Reiki can change, not necessarily what your list is, what highlights, but it can change your reaction to it. And I got my list done, and I didn't have to be stressed about it. And I'm not saying that's true every day, because we all know some days we don't have even the ability to move across that bridge. Like, I'm like I can't even get out of my head enough to go and be like, okay, I gotta take these 5 minutes. I do call it in a lot, and sometimes it's not realistic, and that's okay. But if I can start using those tools to do that as much as consciously possible, like, what a place to live your life from, you know, what a place to be able to move through your list from. So those kinds of things are the things that we'll be working on in this class. I think that's kind of my part of the outline, right? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I just read a quote by Deepak Chopra that I really liked, that I think is so appropriate, and that is, the dream begins in the same place where the dream comes true. So if you think of the terms conscious action through inner guidance, the inner guidance is where the dream is, and the conscious action is where the dream comes true. So that's what we're working with in this class, is our higher consciousness and our practical mind at the same time, the head and the heart working together. Again, all too often, trainings teach you how to go really into your head and into all the goals and miss the inner guidance, or they tell you to go to the heart and the inner guidance and miss the practical. And so, as you guys know, Holy Fire 3 has come in, and probably in this moment, one of the overriding frequencies that I'm seeing it come in is to teach us to love our human nature. And we are in a really big time of human nature bashing, mm-hmm. and criticizing ourselves, each other, the world, and human nature all the way around. And what I've been seeing in my clients and in my sessions and in my own self is the common quality of human nature is love. Human beings love all around the world in all different ways. Even human beings with pretty crummy behavior love. And what I've been shown is that if we loved ourselves the way we are actually loved, then we would create from that belief. But because we believe ourselves to be destructive, we create from that belief. So part of what I feel the goal is in this course is to also begin that honest respect for your human nature and the honest respect for being a part of the natural world, and that your creations are a part of the natural world. One of the ones that I see as a teacher, and a lot of people who are in these fields have a lot of kind of issues around money. So that's one I wanted to bring into this group too, is to heal any kind of money limitations, restrictions, beliefs. One of the ones that I hear often is people feeling awkward about charging money for their services. If it's spiritual, how can it, you know, you get paid? When we live in the 21st century, and that's just plain how it works. And so part of living in the practical world are some of those kinds of considerations. They're just plain a practical reality, because most of us living in our spiritual lives, it's playing out in our daily life. We're not going off to a cloister. We're not separating out of the world. We're living in the world every day. And so our spirit is playing in the physical world. We're on the earth. We're not somewhere else. And it's not about what happens when we get somewhere else. It's what is happening right now. So again, I feel very... very much that we need to start loving our human nature, our creativity, loving your goals, loving your desires, loving the things that, you know, are meaningful to you to create in your life, and understanding that where what is meaningful to you create is in your life is inside you, you're also going to have the inside and the outside. So manifestation, the word manifestation, means you're going to make something physical. Whether that physicality is about your own personal development, or whether it's about a development of, in Anne's case, where you want to develop a business, and many of you are here for that. The other thing that we have really observed has happened, and it's happened with us, is the need for flexibility. So we get all those head plans going, and it's all working out, and we get the strategies figured out, and then life comes in and says, well, my mom wants to live with me now. Oh, that's different, you know. And so different things happen and have happened for each of you, and we all have different circumstances. And the bottom line is, how do you stay in your inner guidance being physical? How does that work to be able to stay conscious when the whole world pulls you all different directions? So we want to use Reiki to do that. And we want to teach you specific Reiki skills, because not only are those kind of a logical process, practical process, it's also a spiritual process. And Reiki gives you the actual energy to help you manifest your goals. It actually guides you into what actions would benefit you to manifest your goals. So there's an actual assistance, a physical assistance that exists, and you can use the Reiki energy to actually help you, first of all, discern between your head and your heart, because sometimes the things your head tells you, your heart's going, no, you're not doing that. And other times the things that the head said, the heart says, it's like, well, the head says, I don't know. So how can you listen and discern and then put it into practical daily applications? What are your divine solutions? How do they apply to practical solutions? What are your resources? And how do you apply your resources every day? And those can play out in all different areas in your life. So we also, in this course, we're going to go deeper into your listening skills. As we've said before, listening and developing the ability to listen to your inner guidance, to spiritual guidance, and then to listen actively in the world, to the, you know, the outside world as well, the physical world as well, is foundational to all this work. And I have found that becoming a good listener is probably the one of the single most skills that have brought me freedom in my life, to just listen now. So we'll be talking more about that. We'll go over some of the material again that we've gone over before, because I think it's really relevant. We'll also still be working, going deeper into understanding your own style of intuition. That's another big one. And again, we'll be covering these for individual months. So tonight what we're going to do is we're actually going to do a journey. And go ahead and pass these out to everybody.
The bringing in and letting go.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Do you want me to get closer to you so I can hear?
No, I just realized I didn't have the recording going.
Oh. is that I've been asking myself, and I'm actually pretty good as far as like list making and stuff, but what's really helped, what's the one thing I can do that relieves the most stress? And so that's been really interesting, because that, like she said, that changes from day to day. And it can be, all right, we've got 25 people coming for Thanksgiving. By getting this done, that's going to relieve my most stress so that I can just move on. I can let it go, move on. And sometimes that question, the answer to that question, shows up differently than you think. Sometimes my answer is for my spiritual life. Sometimes what's going to relieve the most stress is, you know, going for a walk or doing a meditation or something like that. Other times it is going to be cleaning my house. Other times it's going to be my job. What am I doing for my work? And other times it's going to be organizing my finance, bank, things like that. So I just wanted to say that, because that switch in just the languaging alone, which it seems weird because I was like, God, well, it kind of feels a little negative. Like, what can I do to relieve my stress? But it actually has been really, really helpful that I have been able to sort through it and do that thing that relieves the most amount of stress. So.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So what we're going to actually do now is we're going to go on a journey. And we're going to go over the Bridge of Light. And all of you have now taken the journey class to know that we're using Hongcha Se Shonen to go over a Bridge of Light. And when we go over that bridge, we're going to go into your divine nature. And in that bridge, we're going to be in that third heaven realm. And we're going to ask some questions about your intentions, your next step, things like that. And I'll guide the questions. Asking some questions, and we're going to let you do the automatic writing. in your divine nature. And then we're going to come back over the bridge and be in your human nature. And we're going to look at these topics and give you the opportunity to look at them and ask your questions with the topics. So you can scratch on this. I mean, you can write all over it. So the way that we did intention mapping before, remember, where you just wrote, you did automatic writing, you just wrote the stuff on the piece of paper, that's also a good way to do that here. And what that means, I've got my intention mapping right here that I can show you guys that weren't here before. It's like mind mapping, and probably many of you know what that is. But it's where, here's one example of it. Oh, there's yours. So it's a lot of what would look like chicken scratch, where I have right, you know, I wrote something in the center. So this is the intention mapping. Remember, we did that at the beginning. So, you know, that's the same thing that you can do with this piece of paper. And I'm going to guide you through all of this so you don't have to think about it right now. I'll take you through the questions to go ahead and ask. But we're going to let you just do some automatic writing about each of these subjects. And then we're going to narrow it down to first priority and one next step. Because that, yes?
So I printed it off, and this is what it looks like.
Oh, it didn't have the words in it.
No.
Well, that's weird.
I'm going to check, make sure the email was right.
And Danny, yours printed with the words?
Oh, yours printed with the words.
Okay.
You know what I can do, Kimberly, is why don't I screen share? Do you have your phone on you? Can you take a picture?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So give me just a second.
I love the technology, so she can put this on the computer screen, screen share it, and they can see it. And so, just let her do it that way.
It's not letting me go full screen.
So, one of the things we talked about in the last class that I want to bring up again is that typically two things are happening when you're working with Reiki. One is you're letting go of what is no longer serving you, and the other is that you're bringing in that pure light. So in a journey, typically, like the way these end up working, in my mind is, well, how are we going to give them the opportunity to release what they're letting go of and to bring in what they want to bring in? So I just want to bring your awareness again to that. We started working with that in sessions where when you're working with a client, those are two questions that you can ask. So they can be telling you all about what's going on for them, and you may even just in the moment say, well, what do you want to let go of today? And you can watch it just shift them. And then the same thing with, and what do you want to bring in today? So the same thing happens in a journey like this. We're going to take the time to let go of what isn't serving you and to bring in what you're inviting into your life. Some of you just recently were at the gratitude ceremony. If you notice a ceremony like that, it has those same elements. How do we help people let go of what isn't serving them? And how do we help them bring in what they want to bring into their life? And of course, as we know, Reiki does both of those things beautifully. And it's okay if you don't know a particular technique for that to work, because Reiki knows how it works. And so even though we assign a technique to it, in this kind of a setting and a journey, in truth, Reiki already knows how to do all that, whether I'm directing it to do that with you or not. Okay, so to recap then what we're doing, get my stuff ready because I want to do this with you guys. We're going to do several styles of automatic writing, however it shows up for you to do. And I'm going to be guiding you on a journey. I'll be actually asking you specific questions that then you can do some automatic writing. If you just want to retain the information and not write it down, that's okay too. That's not, automatic writing is not a requirement. It's just another good skill to have. And then we'll also be working with some automatic writing on these things here. And you can let that happen however that works for you. Okay, so I think we're ready. So go ahead and get comfortable. As always, you guys, in these things, get yourself comfortable. You can lie on the floor. I have blankets, I have pillows, anything and everything.